It is time once again for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment brought to us by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership by heading to carolinachamber.org. That music means it is time to check in with Chapel Hill, and joining me on the phone is Mayor Pam Heminger. Happy Thursday, Pam. How are you?
Happy Thursday. It's beautiful outside.
It is. We will take this kind of weather, and I hope you're having a smooth day after what was, compared to other town council meetings recently, it seemed like a much lighter agenda, but still some pretty heavy topics. How late did you guys end up going last night?
We went to 10, but we started at 5 p.m. with closed sessions. Everyone was a little tired, but it all works out well. We love our work sessions because we do get to do a deeper dive, a little more informal, ask good questions. And we had some really interesting topics last night, so it was a good meeting.
Yeah, it was, I know, a kind of a deeper discussion on the proposed budget, which we've done some coverage on some of the more lighter things that interim town manager Chris Blue talked about kind of during an early budget preview and presentation the week before. We talked about, the chance of some tax increases and the town spending on some much needed things that the local government has prioritized. But what were the discussions last night mostly centered on?
Just reaffirming that, costs have been rising for a number of years. And during the pandemic, we held the line and we froze positions. And we haven't had a significant tax increase in many years. We do know, though, that our community pays a large tax share because of the combination of the Orange County taxes, the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School tax, and then the town tax. But we do have some things to get fixed and done, and I am excited about the penny for parks. We have some park maintenance needs that really need to be taken care of, and we've not had a funding source to do that before. We had a comparison of the 4 cents versus the 5 cents, but it's just really hard. I know that's a big jump for so many people who are unlimited incomes or fixed incomes, our businesses. So we really want to make sure if there's another way not to raise it that far, is that an option? We have a 5-year budget strategy now. We do need to take care of some things, and when you take care of them in the beginning, it saves you money in the long run. I will tell you that seeing that we're going to have a nice tax boost in revenue when some of our incentive programs that attracted some good businesses here, like Wegmans, like getting the Caraway Road fixed over there, like the Glen Lennox, like WellDOT, we will see a nice boost when those incentive packages finish up. So there's light at the end of the tunnel. And we just have to figure out how to make this work and what the needs really are. It's hard. Nobody wants to raise taxes. We
right.
would like to think that we can sustain, but this is part of that reasoning when I ran for office many years ago, talking about balancing our tax base with more commercial so that we don't have to keep raising property taxes, because it does push people and businesses out of our community, and that is not the goal.
Right.
So this is hard for me because I know we have desperate needs. I know we held the line for a long time, but I really want to see us move away from property tax. Our sales tax numbers have been great. That's really helped too. And that's what we want to see more of, that kind of revenue source rather than raising taxes.
Well, it's hard on the tax raising and specifically the property tax raising side, but it's also hard when the town government has so many needs, which I know that we have talked about here on the air for, years at this point, based on some of these projects. And you mentioned the 5-year budget strategy, which sounds like a good way to kind of keep everything in mind and keep everything at an arm's distance so it doesn't sneak up on you or
right.
get kicked too far down the road. But this year in particular seems like it's really difficult because it's kind of come time to address these issues while also starting to look ahead and trying to implement that 5-year budget plan. It seems like it's hard to be thinking along those lines when you still have that big hurdle of, okay, well, but what are we doing this next year right in front of you, right?
It is. And, while for a median home price, it works out to be about $16 to $20 more a month for a business, it's going to be a lot more than that. Sometimes that number is really hard, like I said, on fixed incomes. And we have these needs now. Our employees, the job market is so incredible out there. Towns and cities are in county. All governments are, you know, desperate to get employees. You've seen that we've had to raise pay, which was, you know, the right thing to do to attract more bus drivers and people who are working those jobs that, you know, the entry-level pay wasn't what it needed to be because there's so many good jobs available in our region. And people, you know, we don't have a lot of employees that live in towns. They're driving in. And when gas prices go up, it makes their costs go up as well. So a lot to balance, a lot to figure out. But we do good things with our monies. We've done an incredible job with affordable housing, with our climate action plan, with the things that we value. And we're going to continue to do those things and support those values. But it is going to take some extra revenue to get us there.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. The budget in Chapel Hill is far from being finalized. Again, a work session discussing it last night. You can find significantly more details on townofchapelhill.org, which is also going to have details on how you can share comments with council if you have thoughts about the budget. And want to move on to the other main agenda item, because I know it is also something that the council has gotten plenty of thoughts from the community about over recent months and years. And that was kind of an update from people who were taking a look at the Legion Road property and specifically the pond and dam there. What were the latest kind of updates from these experts, Pam, that presented to the town council after having examined the dam?
Yeah, so since we purchased the property, we've had questions about the pond, including the integrity of the dam, wanting to know if it's spring-fed, all those kinds of things. And the engineers came back and said that the dam is considered at high risk and something needs to be done before it does break or breaches and it floods out the community next door or does damage to other folks. So we're trying to figure out what next steps. Any step we take would require we drain the pond, because we'll have to figure out if it's spring fed down below. They cannot discern that without draining the pond. In order to fix the pond or do something different, the dam, or do something there different there, they're going to have to drain it. So we talked about best time of year to drain it and what this process would look like. I will say the process for draining the pond and moving forward with whatever path we take will take about 2 years. So I don't want people to get whipped up there. Anything's happening right this moment. We're going to hear more back from the engineers. We asked some good questions last night. We talked about the lay of the land and how we are balancing having an incredible park there along with some affordable housing, that the affordable housing needs to be close to the Legion Road. That makes more sense for people to have access to transit and walkability to stores and those kinds of things. So does the pond impede that? What does that mean? So until we know more about the pond's natural, I've heard different terms, I'm not a scientist, the geology, the topography, all those things about the pond, the soils, all those kinds of things need to be evaluated. We did put some money aside out of the ARPA funding and the excess fund balance to look at this issue, but it wasn't quite enough from what we're being told from the assessment, so we'll have to figure that out too.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, where does the next steps when it comes to the park and affordable housing components of that site come in? And it does make sense that the pond right in the middle of that property is going to be kind of the holdup until those other things progress, right? And those
we can work on the other things as far as thinking about them and,
sure,
and moving towards. We also need a parks master plan, and we need a better high-level design of this particular park there too. But the pond is about 3 acres, and it does push up towards the front of the property as well. So until we have some better information, we can't really design either one at this point in time, but we can work towards that. We can do the high-level work. And we did a great public engagement, charrettes and all those things, and what kind of things people would like to see at Legion Park. And we do have the other park that we talked about a little bit, the Ephesus Park, and got a stream determination over there as well that could be as we're looking at the whole area holistically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And so with all of that stuff in mind, I go back to kind of last year when everybody was really kind of laser focused on this, and some folks maybe even whipped up into a frenzy because they thought the decisions on this are happening right now and the future is going to be charted. I mean, by your very, and let's go with a liberal estimate here, Mayor Heminger, I mean, how much longer are we expecting this process to take on that Legion site? It's going to be a while, right?
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
We would like to move forward with picking a partner for the affordable housing and to start thinking about design, But until we have the answers on the pond, how do you design if it's up close to the road? And same for the park, we can start thinking about the design that we already worked through, and do we need to make some changes to that, what it would look like if the pond was differently oriented or affordable housing was there, how do we make that all work together? So we can be working on those concepts at the same time, but realistically nothing's going to move until for about a 2 year. The permitting process is what's difficult with the pond. It's not doing the work. You have to go through the Army Corps of Engineers and all this permitting to do the work on the dam.
Well, again, if you want to check out the Town of Chapel Hill's town council discussion on this last night, townofchapelhill.org, the website to go to. We've got just a couple minutes left with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. I wanted to bring this up because I was in downtown Chapel Hill yesterday and noticed the big crane that is at the site of the future East Rosemary Street expanded parking deck. And it seems like there's a lot of activity that is continuing to happen with the redevelopment down there. Just wanted to check in with you. What's kind of the most recent downtown project that you're most excited about or that you have any updates that you want to share with the public?
Oh, cool. We are very excited about the parking deck. We're finally got some dry weather so we can get the concrete started to be poured to the parking deck, which is behind schedule due to a number of construction factors. But the cool thing is that the 136-137 building, or the junction as they're calling it, is really moving along quite well. We've got the launch accelerator in there. We've got some co-working space. They're opening up the building floor by floor as they get it finished. It's going to be really a hub of activity for all kinds of entrepreneurship, and that is just going to be very exciting for our community in general, but specifically for downtown and our downtown businesses as more people come there. The hotels that was already approved is supposed to break ground late summer, so that will be happening over there as well going on. And it's just a lot of fun activities with the clean and green and the mobility plan for downtown. We're seeing a lot more interest, a lot more, as we say, sparkle. We've been working on Downtown Together really well on trying to take the perspective of the pedestrian walking around downtown and things they see, things that are could use some perking up, sprucing up, and especially Varsity Alley, as people are going to be coming from the parking deck. Through Varsity Alley is more likely the path to come to Franklin Street and to the university. How do we make that a better experience? We've made some improvements already, but we've got more to come, so we're excited about that as well.
Always exciting to see changes over there. Anything else as we wrap up?
Saturday is Bikes and Kites Day because this May is Bike Month and a lot of fun activities. So please check the website. But the South End parking area in Carmichael Street will be from starting at 3 p.m. with a bike rodeo on May 31st as well. And then the mobility plan, like I said, next week there'll be a series of open studio events for a design reveal on what they've come back with after learning a lot about our downtown and how we move through with pedestrians and bicyclists and cars, how we all get through downtown, but also linger downtown. And then I had a wonderful time with the Morris Grove third graders this week. They had a lot of great questions.
Oh,
talking
fun.
Oh, that's always great. It really is. So, and I'm headed over to the Visitor Center open house event on Franklin Street. It's from 4 to 6. It's open to everyone. It's their second year in the new space, and it's great. And then we have a council meeting next week on Wednesday, where I know people are interested in the housing choice text amendments. So I encourage people to tune in. And here we are not voting that night. It is the first of two public hearings. The next public hearing will be in June. With a lot of other items on the agenda, it's always a crush towards the end. And then the county, and we'll be joining the county in hosting their annual Memorial Day ceremony at the Southern Human Services Center campus. We also have Gun Violence Awareness Rally. We'll talk more about that next week coming up. And the second annual Pride Promenade, which is going to be very exciting this year. So a lot goes on at the end towards here. Just because the semester has finished at UNC does not mean we slow down in Chapel Hill.
Not at all. Not at all. And we very much are looking forward to getting some more details on the Pride Promenade and what the town of Chapel Hill is going to be doing for Pride Month and showing their small town pride. We'll hear from Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger more about that next week. And you can head to townofchapelhill.org right now if you just can't wait until then. Mayor Pam, as always, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.